Harper Audio presents Road Dogs by Elmore Leonard, performed by Peter Francis James. Copyright 2009 by Elmore Leonard. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. One. They put Foley and the Cuban together in the back seat of the van and took them from the Palm Beach County Jail on Gun Club to Glades Correctional, the old red brick prison at the south end of Lake Okeechobee. Neither one said a word during the ride that took most of an hour, both of them handcuffed and shackled. They were returning Jack Foley to do his 30 years after busting out for a week. Foley's mind on a woman who made intense love to him one night in Detroit, pulled a Sig Sauer 38 the next night, shot him, and sent him back to Florida. The Cuban, a little guy about 50 with dyed hair pulled back in a ponytail, was being transferred to Glades from the state prison at Stark, 5 years down, 2.5 to go, of a second-degree murder conviction. The Cuban was thinking about a woman he believed he loved, this woman who could read minds. They were brought to the chow hall, their trays hit with macaroni and cheese and hot dogs from the steam table, 3 slices of white bread, rice pudding, and piss-poor coffee, and sat down next to each other at the same table, opposite 3 inmates who stopped eating. Foley knew them, Aryan Brotherhood, neo-Nazi skinheads, and they knew Foley, a Glades celebrity who'd rob more banks than anybody they'd ever heard of. Walk in and walk out, nothing to it. Until Foley pulled a dumb stunt and got caught. He ran out of luck when he drew his honor maximum bob in criminal court, Palm Beach County. The white power convicts accepted Foley because he was as white as they were, but they never showed they were impressed by his all-time high number of banks. Foley sat down, and they started in.
Jesus, look at him eat. Jack, you come back 'cause you missed the chow? Boy, you get any pussy out there? He didn't. What did he bust out for? I heard you took a 38 in a shank, Jack. Is that right? You let this puss shoot you? Federal U.S. fucking marshal. Shows her star and puts one in his leg.
Foley ate his macaroni and cheese, staring at the mess of it on his tray, while the skinhead hard-ons made their lazy remarks Foley would hear again and again for 30 years from the Brotherhood, from the Mexican Mafia, from the Nuestra Familia, from the black guys all ganged up. 30 years in a convict population, careful not to diss anybody, but thinking he could stand up with the tray, have the tables looking at him, and backhand it across bare skulls, show 'em he was as dumb as they were, and get put in the box for 60 days. Now they were after the Cuban.
Boy, we don't allow niggers at our table.
They brought Foley into it, asking him,
how we supposed to eat, Jack, this dinge sitting here?
Right now was the moment to pick up the tray and go crazy, not saying a word but getting everybody's attention, the tables wondering, Jesus, what happened to Foley? And thought, for what? He said to the 3 white supremacy freaks with their massive tattoos, this fella's down from Stark, you understand? I'm showing him around the hotel. He wants to visit with his savior, I point him to the chapel. He wants a near-death experience hangover, I tell him to see one of you fellas for some pruno. But you got this stranger wrong. He ain't colored. He's 100% greaseball from down La Cucaracha way. Foley looking at the 3 hard-ons and saying, cha-cha-cha. Later on, when they were outside, the Cuban stopped Foley.
You call me a greaseball to my face?
This little bit of a guy acting tough. Where you been? Foley said. You get stuck with the white power ding-dongs, the best thing is to sound as dumb as they are, and they'll think you're funny. You heard them laugh, didn't you? And they don't laugh much. It's against their code of behavior. This was how Foley and Kundo hooked up at Glades. Kundo said Foley was the only white guy in the joint he could talk to. Foley, a name among all the grunge here, and knew how to jail. Stay out of other people's business. Kundo's favorite part of the day was walking the yard with Foley, a couple of road dogs in tailored prison blues, and tell stories about himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?